الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وسلم. اللهم ارزقنا حسن النية
Not today. We are going. Okay.
طيب كنا في الحصة الماضية قد تكلمنا أو بدأنا بالكلام عن مقدار الزكاة الواجبة في الأنعام. If you remember in the past session we started talking about what is the due zakah in certain animals. تكلمنا عن الزكاة الواجبة في الإبل. We talked about what is the due zakah in camels. من يعيد لي ما ذكرنا؟ Who can repeat what we said? In brief. في خمسة شات، في عشرة شاتان. Like this. In five camels, one sheep, in ten, two sheep. Should you want to? No, from memory. No. Do you want to try? Come on. No one? Then you are not reviewing. Were you? You were? Uh-huh. طيب, I'll ask tomorrow morning, inshallah. I'll give you more time to memorize. So Abu Taysir, في خمسين واحد وستين. هلا 76. يعني في 36 ثم في 46 ثم في 61 ثم ثم في 91 غادي حقتان. ماشي. I would repeat it in English with a little يعني louder voice. Come on. Do you want me to choose? MashaAllah. طيب. Tomorrow morning. InshaAllah. طيب. وائل, ثلاثمائة جمل ماذا فيها زكاة؟ 300 camels, what's the zakat due in them? استحقاق صحيح أدي يعني ما هي الحقة أنثى أكملت so six female camels that completed 3 years of age. في احتمال شيء ثاني فيهم is there another possibility شو وائل شو حاج ايوه حقتان واربعة من الجزع حقتان يعني مئة عن مئة وعن مئتين أربعة ولا خمسة خمسة من إيش مش الجزع ضيعتني خمسة من بنات لبون خمس بنات لبون يعني yeah there is another possibility 250s this is 100 and 540s 200 the sum is 300 so you have two females that completed 3 years old and five that completed 2 years old. Okay. طيب. Is this how you study usually? If this is the case, then you need to change something there. Allah yubarik fiikum. طيب قال المؤلف رحمه الله وفي كل ثلاثين وفي أربعين من الغنم شاة جزعة ضأن أو ثنية معز The author said the obligatory zakah for the first quotum of sheep or goats is a female sheep which lost its baby teeth of a 2 year old or a 2 year old female goat. شرح ذلك أن أول نصاب الغنم كما قلنا أربعون والواجب فيها زكاة شاة جزعة من الغنم أو ثنية من المعز among goats and sheep the first quotum is 40 as we already said the due zakah is either a sheep that completed 1 year old or lost the upper front teeth before that, or a goat that completed 2 years old, 2 years of age. وهذه الشاة تكون أنثى. And here we are talking about a female sheep or goat. وما الذي يخرجه؟ يعني هنا احتمالان، احتمال أن يخرج شاة من ضأن أو ثنية من معز، ما الذي يخرجه؟ على حسب ما عنده يخرج. So here we have two possibilities, as we said. Either to pay as zakat a sheep or a goat. Didn't we say that? So does the person who owns the animals have the choice to pay as zakat whatever he wants, whatever he picks? The answer is he pays depending on what he owns. يعني if he owns, for example, 40 sheep, what does he pay? A sheep. So it depends on what he owns, with other details which we are going to discuss them later, inshallah. وفي كل 30 من البقر تبيع ذكر. The author said the obligatory zakah for the first quotum of cattle is a 1 year old bull. أول نصاب البقر كما قلنا 30، فيخرج فيها زكاة تبيعا من البقر. التبيع سمي تبيعا لأنه صار يتبع أمه في المرعى، وهو الذي أتم سنة وطعن في الثانية. If one has 30 cattle, if one has 30 cows, the zakat due is 1 male, a bull, that completed 1 year old of age. ويجوز أن يخرج تبيعة أنثى. It is permissible that one pays as zakah a female cow that completed 1 year of age. قال المؤلف ثم إن زادت ماشيته على ذلك ففي ذلك الزائد، ويجب عليه أن يتعلم ما أوجبه الله تعالى عليه فيها. The author said, if one's animals exceed that first quotum, then more zakah is due. It is one's obligation to learn the amount of zakah which Allah has ordained one to pay on these animals. طيب المؤلف ذكر في المتن النصاب الأول في كل من الإبل والبقر والغنم. As you notice, the author only mentioned the first quotum in camels, cattle, and sheep and goats. فإن كان الشخص يملك أكثر من ذلك مما يجب فيه الزكاة زيادة على ما ذكر فلا بد أن يتعلم ماذا أوجب الله عليه في ذلك من الزكاة. If someone owns more animals than what is mentioned in this summary, in a way that one has to pay as zakah more than what we mentioned, more what's mentioned in this summary, then one has to learn what is due upon him to pay. قلنا في الغنم أول النصاب 40. We said the first quotum in sheep and goats is 40. إذا زادت غنمه عن الأربعين لا زكاة عليه فيها. لا تزيد الزكاة عليه فيها. إلى أن تبلغ 121. So if one has more than 40 sheep, he does not have to pay more zakah until the number of sheep reaches 121. في 121 يجب عليه شاتان. Now when they reach 122, two sheep or goats.
What did I say?
121. When the number reaches 121, then two sheep or goats are due on him. ثم ليس عليه الزيادة في الزكاة إلى أن تبلغ غنمه 201. After that, if he has more numbers, the zakah does not increase until the number becomes 201. في 201 الزكاة الواجبة ثلاث شياة. Then the zakah becomes three sheep or goats. ثم لا زيادة إلى 400. Then no more zakah is due until the number becomes 400. والزكاة الواجبة عندئذ 4. Then the due zakah becomes 4. ثم بعد ذلك ما زاد عن 400 ففي كل 100 شاة. Now if the number exceeds 400, then the due zakah is known by counting how many hundreds does one have. He pays for each hundred one sheep or goat. So if one has 500 sheep, he pays 5, 600, 6, 700, 7, 710, 7, 750, 7, 800, 8, and so on. أما البقر فأول النصاب 30 كما ذكرنا وليس عليه زيادة في الزكاة إذا زادت عن 30 إلى أن تبلغ 40. As for the cattle, the first quotum is 30. If he has more than 30, the zakah remains the same until they become 40. إذا بلغت 40 الواجب فيها مسنة أي أنثى أتمت سنتين. When they become 40, what is due is a female that completed 2 years old. A cow that completed 2 years old. ثم إن زادت ماشيته إن زاد بقره على ذلك ففي كل 30 تبيع وفي كل 40 مسنة. Now if he has more cows, more than that, he pays for each 30. 1 year old male, and for each 40, 2 year old female. So if he has 50, he pays one female, 2 years, 2 year old. 55, 2 year old. 60, 2 1 year old males or females. 70, 1 2 year old and 1 1 year old. 80, 2 2 year old. 85, 2 2 year old. 90, 3 1 year old. 100, 2 1 year old and 1 2 year old, and so on. You keep going like that. Do you have a piece of paper? Yeah, I think. Okay. So you can write. Okay, let's see. 435 camels. Go ahead. Yeah, try to do it. 435 camels. Yeah, go ahead. Without talking with each other, please. Try not to talk with each other. Try not to talk with each other. Please. Yeah, go ahead. 4. Four 2 year old. So you are saying 450s and 940s? Okay, it doesn't work. So you are saying 650s and 121? 120s and 340s. Yeah. Okay. Can anyone get to a closer number? $850s. Okay. It doesn't work. $850s. You have already $400. Dr. Wissam. 7, so 750s, which is 350, and 240s, which becomes 430. Yeah, this is closer. Correct. Now, 940s. 940s and 150s. So 940s, 360. And 150, 410. No, this is closer. What Dr. Wissam said is closer. 750s, 7 hiqab. And 240s. طيب 135 camels. مئة وخمسة وثلاثين جمل. 135 جملا. شو يا ضياء؟ بنتا لبون وحقة. ليه؟ لماذا؟ طيب يصير المجموع ما انت اللي عملته مئة وثلاثين. So 240s and 150, it works. Okay. So you see, you need to practice a little bit. طيب. بعد أن ذكر المصنف نصاب الغنم والبقر والإبل انتقل إلى الكلام على نصاب الزروع والثمار. After mentioning the first quotum of camels, cattle, sheep and goats, the author started talking about the fruits and the staple crops. قال وأما التمر والزبيب والزروع فأول نصابها خمسة أوسق. The author said, the first quotum of dates, raisins, and staple crops is five wasq. فليس فيما دون ذلك زكاة. If the amount of fruits or staple crops is less than that, then no zakah is due in them. لقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ليس فيما دون خمسة أوسق صدقة. Because the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام said ليس فيما دون خمسة أوسق صدقة, which means if the sum is less than five wasq, then no zakah is due in that. هذا الحديث رواه البخاري ومسلم. This hadith is narrated by Al-Bukhari and Muslim. قال وهي 300 صاع بصاعه عليه الصلاة والسلام ومعياره موجود بالحجاز. The author said, which are equivalent, that is 5 wasaq, which are equivalent to 300 sa' according to the sa' of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the measure of which is kept in al-Hijaz. خمسة أوسق هي 300 صاع لأن كل وسق 60 صاعا. Each وسق is 60 صاع. So 5 وسق is 300 صاع. الصاع هو 4 أمداد. الصاع ليس معيار وزن. الصاع هو معيار كيل. فالصاع هو 4 أمداد. 1 صاع is 4 مد. So 1 صاع is not a weight measure, it is a volume measure. والمد سعة كفين معتدلتين. And one mud is the fill of two hand cups of two hands cupped together. This is one sa'.
The full of this. One mud. This is one mud. The full of this.
Of course, if the hands are middle-sized, بكفي رجل معتدل يعني. كل أربعة أمداد صاع, every four mud are equal to one صاع. كل 60 صاعا هو وسق, every 60 صاع is one وسق. فخمسة أوسق 300 صاع. So 5 وسق are equal to 300 صاع. ومعيار هذا الصاع موجود بالحجاز يعني تورث توارثوه. الصحابة عملوا صيعانا, أقول التابعون عملوا صيعانا تساوي الصيعان التي استعملها الصحابة, وتبع الأتباع عملوا صيعانا تساوي الصيعان التي استعملها التابعون والصحابة, وتبع التبع أيضا, وهكذا إلى أيامنا. ليس معنى قول المصنف أن معياره موجود بالحجاز أن عين الصاع, أن هناك صاعا بعينه مسه النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام أو استعمله ثم هو بعينه حفظ إلى أيامنا, لا, إنما معناه عمل الصيعان بنفس المكيال من ذلك الزمن إلى هذا الزمن. What the author meant by saying that the measure of which is kept in al-Hijaz is that the followers of the companions, they made sa' that are equal to what the companions used at the time of the Prophet. Then those who followed them made sa' which are equal to what the followers used. And so on up till nowadays. It does not mean that one or two or three sa'as that were used by the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام were kept themselves in Al-Hijaz, in Mecca or Al-Madinah, it does not mean that. أما في مذهب الإمام أبي حنيفة فلا ينظر إلى النصاب في الزروع، بل يخرج الزكاة في كثيرها وقليلها. As for الإمام أبو حنيفة، he did not take in consideration the quotum in what pertains the crops. Rather, according to him, as zakah is due whether the quantity is a big one or a small one. So regardless of the quantity, as zakah is paid. قال المؤلف ويضم زرع العام بعضه إلى بعض في إكمال النصاب. The author said, crops of the same year harvested in the same year are to be combined to check if a quotum is reached. يعني ليعرف هل بلغ الزرع النصاب أم لا يضم بعضه إلى بعض إذا كان كله زرع عام واحد. فإذا كان الشخص عنده بعض زرع حصده في وقت وبعض زرع حصده في وقت آخر وكان كل هذا الزرع بلغ حال التمام في عام واحد يضم بعضه إلى بعض. وكذلك إذا كان عنده شجر يبلغ بعضه في الصيف مثلا وبعضه فيما قبل ذلك، لكن كله يحين وقت حصاده في عام واحد، فإنه يضم بعضه إلى بعض. So if someone has, for example, palm trees, and some of them they give fruits in the summer, and some of them give fruit in the spring, and all of them are harvested in the same year, then one puts all of that together and pays a zakat for all what he harvested. So one does not say, what I harvested, for example, the first part is less than 300 sa'. And the second part is less than 300 sa', so there is no zakat due on me. No. One says, the first part and the second part are harvested in the same year. So if the sum of them reaches 300 sa', then I have to pay a zakah for all of what I harvested. Is it clear? واضح؟ إذا كان واحد عنده نخل بعضه يثمر في الصيف وبعضه يثمر في الربيع وحصاد الكل في نفس العام في عام واحد, في هذه الحال لا يقول القسم الأول من النخل أنا ما بلغ 300 صاع والقسم الثاني ما بلغ 300 صاع, إذن لا أخرج زكاة لا على هذا ولا على هذا, بل يقول حصاد الكل في عام واحد إذن أضم الكل بعضه إلى بعض, فإذا بلغ 300 صاع فالزكاة واجبة فيه. واضح؟ Is it clear? ها 12 شهرا. عام الزرع معروف, معروف عام الزرع. لكن إذا أثمر نفس النخل في العام مرتين لا يضم بعضه إلى بعض. But if he has a type of dates that gives fruits twice a year, so the same date gives fruits twice a year, then one does not add what he harvests at the first time to what he harvests to the second in the second time. نفس الشجرة, نفس الشجرة تثمر في العام مرتين, عند ذلك لا يضم الثمر الأول إلى الثمر الثاني. This doesn't happen usually, but if it happens, then one does not add what he harvests at the first time to what he harvests to the second time, in the second time. Except إلا أن يكون إطلاع الثاني قبل جداد الأول. وجداد الكل في عام واحد, عند ذلك يعتبر هذا كله كأنه إثمام مرة واحدة. Except if I don't know how to say that in English. إطلاع الثاني. Except if the pollination, شو يعني حاجة؟ إذا عقد فيه الطلع. pollination يعني بيكون انعقد ولا بيكون مجرد الفعل حاج؟ it is fertilized يعني بيكون انعقد. يعني فيك تقول fertilized. Except if the second batch is fertilized or pollinated before the first batch become before the second the first batch becomes ripe. So if I have a tree and it gives twice a year fruits, a palm tree. I do not add what I harvest the second time to what I harvest the first time, except if the pollination of the second batch occurs before the first batch becomes ripe. In this case, I add them together because in this case they are considered one batch. Is it clear? واضح؟ إطلاع الثاني قبل جزازي قبل قطع الأول قبل أن يحين وقت الجزاز يعني ليس شرطا أن يحصل الجزاز بالفعل قبل أن يحين وقت الجزاز وقت القطع أي متى وقت جزاز ثمر النخل عندما يصير إيش رطبا So before the palm tree fruits become rutab. Rutab means become in the state while most of the people want to eat it. It becomes moist. Moist. So did you get the case? مثل ما بدك. وضحت المسألة مين بعد لي إياها؟ تفضل يا أبو تيسير. شو بيسموها هاي بثمر النخل يعني بداية الثمر شو بيسموها إذا أطلع إذا كان إطلاع الثاني قبل جزاز الأول شو يعني قبل جزاز الأول القطع الفعلي ولا قبل أن يحين وقت جزاز الأول So if I have Let me say 10 palm trees and some of them they become ripe, the fruits become ripe in October and some in November. Let's assume this is the case. If I consider The first batch, they are less than 300 sa'. If I consider the second batch alone, they are less than 300 sa'. Would the zakah be due on me? Who would answer? Tafadhal Khalid. So if I add the second batch to the first batch and the sum becomes any nisab then 300 sa' then I have to pay a zakah. Why do I add this to that, Khalid? No, that doesn't have to do. Because, why? Yeah, in the same year. Because some of the trees they are pollinated before the others. This does not matter because they are all in the same year. They are harvested in the same year. So I add what the first batch to the second batch, and if they become, the sum becomes 300 sa', then the zakah is due. طيب. If I have 10 palm trees and they give fruits twice a year. Each one of them gives fruits twice a year. So, do I add the second batch to the first batch? No. Except if the pollination of the second batch occurs before, occurs before the first batch is ripe. Is it clear now? Is it clear? مثل ما بدك. Is it clear? طيب. So if this the case, if this is the case, if the pollination, we said if the pollination of the second batch occurs before the ripeness of the first batch, then they are all added together. Is it clear? Is it clear? This does not occur usually. This does not happen usually. The dates, with the dates, this does not happen usually. Even the dates that bear fruits twice a year, which is rare, very rare, the pollination of the second batch usually does not occur before the ripeness of the first batch. But this is a case which the scholars mention in their book for a certain reason, although it does not usually occur. But if it occurs, this is the judgment. Then why do they mention it? Later, inshallah, we'll talk about it. But this does not occur usually. Okay? Barakallahu feekum. Why I'm saying that? Because one of you might go across a statement in one of the books of fiqh where they say, if you have palm trees that give fruits twice a year, then you do not add the second batch to the first batch, and they stop there. So you might wonder a little bit, and no. Okay, then, well, they taught us more details here. They don't mention it here. Well, they don't mention it because usually it does not occur. But some other scholars mention it for a purpose. Mentioned it for a purpose. Okay. It is mentioned in the explanation of Al-Mukhtasar. Bil-Bughya, it is mentioned. Mukhtasar al-Bughya, it is mentioned, this case, for a purpose. قال المؤلف ولا يكمل جنس بجنس كالشعير مع الحنطة. The author said crops of different types are not required to be combined like barley with wheat. شرح ذلك أن الشخص إذا حصد إذا كان محصوله 200 صاع من القمح 100 صاع من الشعير فلا زكاة عليه لا في القمح ولا في الشعير لأن الشعير وحده ما بلغ 300 صاع والقمح وحده ما بلغ 300 صاع والشعير والقمح جنسان مختلفان فلا يكمل أحدهما بالآخر. The explanation, if one's harvest of barley is 200 صاع and of wheat is 100 صاع, then the zakah is not due on him. There is no due zakah, neither in barley nor in wheat. Why? Because neither of them reached alone 300 sa'. And these are two different kinds. This is why we do not add one kind to another. We do not add 100 to 200 and say the sum is 300. So the zakah is due. We do not do that. أما لو كان نوعان من جنس واحد فيزاد هذا إلى هذا. Now if one's harvest is 200 sa of one type of barley and 100 sa of another type of barley, then those two types would be added together and the zakah would be due, because both of them are barley, even if they are of different types. نفس الشيء ينطبق على التمر والزبيب, نفس الشيء ينطبق على القمح والذرة إلى آخره. The same thing applies for barley and raisins, dates and raisins. The same thing applies for wheat and corn, etc. ولو كان أحد النوعين عالي الجودة والآخر رديئاً. Even if one of the two types is very good and the other is bad, one would be added to the other. If I have palm trees and some of them they give me a very good kind of dates, some others they give me a bad kind, still I add the harvest of those to the harvest of the second part. And if the sum reaches 300 sa', then the zakah is due. Okay. But the quality, I mean, the quality, they are not of a good quality. قال المؤلف وتجب الزكاة ببدو الصلاح واشتداد الحب. The author said, zakah is due upon the ripeness of the fruits, that is, when they are ready to be eaten. Hence, no zakah is due on unripe grapes or dates, and the hardening of the seeds of the crops. شرح ذلك أن زكاة ثمر النخل والكرم لا تجب على مالكهما إلا ببدو صلاح الثمر. The explanation: as zakah, if one owns vine trees or palm trees, then the zakah is not due upon one until the fruits become ripe. This means until they reach the state at which most people like to eat them. في ثمر النخل هذا يكون عندما يصير الثمر رطبا. For the palm tree, this occurs when the fruit becomes moist. في العنب عندما يتلون ما يتلون منه. For the vine trees, the type of fruit, of its fruit, that has colors different than white, then when they start to acquire that color, when they become red or black or the like. أما ما لا يتلون فعندما يطلب للأكل من غالب الناس. As for what does not change color, then when it reaches the state at which most people like to eat it, يعني عندما يظهر فيه إيش جريان الماء فيه. When it becomes moist, وتظهر فيه الحلاوة, and it becomes sweet, تذهب منه الحموضة. والمقصود ببدو الصلاح أن يبدو الصلاح في ثمرة واحدة, ليس يشترط بدوه في كل الثمر. When we say for the fruits to reach that state, it does not mean for all of them to become like that. It means for that to start even with one fruit. Even with one fruit. عندما يبلغ الثمر هذه الحال وجبت فيه الزكاة. When the fruits reach that stage, they start to become ripe, even with one fruit, then the zakah is due in them. أما لو قطع الشخص الثمر قبل هذه الحال فلا زكاة عليه فيها. ولو بلغت ألف صاع, ألفي صاع, ألف ألف صاع. Now if one harvests the fruits before that stage, no zakah is due in it, in the harvest. Even if it reaches 1,000 sa, 2,000 sa, 1 million sa, no zakah is due in it because they are not ripe yet. نفس الشيء ينطبق على الزروع. The same thing applies to the crops. إذا حصد القمح قبل أن يشتد فلا زكاة فيه. If one harvests the barley or the wheat or the corn before it becomes hard, before the seeds become hard, then no zakah due on one. ولو بلغ هذا آلاف الصيعان. Even if the harvest is 1,000,000 صاع. أما إذا اشتد بعض هذا الحب, اشتد الحب أي ظهرت الشدة في بعضه, فقد وجبت فيه الزكاة. Now if some of it start to become hard, it becomes, some of it becomes hard, then the zakah is due in it. إيش معنى ذلك؟ معنى ذلك أن الشخص لا يقطعه عند ذلك, بل ينتظر حتى ينضج, ثم بعد ذلك يتمر ثمر النخل, أو ينتظر حتى ينضج ثمر العنب ثم بعد ذلك يزببه, ثم يعرف مقدار الزكاة فيه فيخرجها, وبعد ذلك يتصرف في الباقي. So this means that one, if this happens, one waits then. He does not cut off the fruits. Rather, he waits until the palm trees, the fruits of the palm trees become dates, the fruits of the vine trees become raisins, so he can know what is the amount of zakah due in them. He puts aside the amount of zakah and then he can eat the rest, sell the rest, or do whatever he wants to do with it. What did I say? Can you repeat the statement? Did I say the one does not harvest the fruit? Cut off the fruit? No, one does not, how do I say it? Does not sell the fruits or the like before they become dates or raisins. This is the proper statement. Because how do they become dates or raisins? He needs to cut them off to become raisins. طيب. فإذا وكذلك بالنسبة للزرع لا يقطعه حتى إيش؟ حتى يشتد ما هيك؟ ثم يصير في الحال حتى يصير في الحال التي يقصد فيها ثم يحصده ثم يعرف مقدار الزكاة ويتصرف بالباقي. Likewise for the crops, one does not cut them off after that stage until they become ripe. Then he cuts them off. He knows what's the amount of zakah due in them. He puts the amount of zakah aside and he can sell the rest or give it away, eat it, etc. فإذن إذا كان عندي نخل وأثمر هذا النخل إما أن أقطعه قبل أن يبلغ الحال التي يطلبه فيها أغلب الناس أما وعند ذلك وأتصرف فيه وإما إذا بلغ الحال التي يطلبه فيها أغلب الناس بعد ذلك لا أتصرف فيه إلى أن إيش إلى أن يصير تمرا بعد ذلك أتصرف فيه. إذن إما قبل أن يصير في الحال التي يطلبه فيها أغلب الناس وإما إلى أن يتتمر. وكذلك في العنب إما أن أتصرف فيه وهو بعد حصر وإما أن أنتظر إلى أن يصير إيش زبيبا. إلا في حالة الآن نرجع إليها نذكرها. So in brief, if I have palm trees or vine trees, I do not sell the fruits, I do not eat the fruits, except if I cut them off before they are ripe. If they are ripe, even one of them, if one of them becomes ripe, then I do not cut them until they become what? Dates. And then I cut them. Same thing with the vine fruits. I do not cut them if they become ripe until they become raisins. I do not sell them or eat them until they become raisins. Or I cut them off before they are ripe. That is when they are still sour. Except in one case, which we are going to mention. لم نذكر حاجة. إلا في مسألة واحدة يقال لها مسألة العرايا. إلا في حال واحدة وهي أن يخرص الثمر وهو على الشجر فيخرصه من هو عارف بذلك أن يقدر كم يكون هذا تمرا أو كم يكون زبيبا فيلتزم مالكه مقدار الزكاة في ذلك في ذمته ثم عند ذلك إن شاء يقطعه قبل أن يصير زبيبا أو تمرا ويتصرف فيه. So if one, طيب, as Haj Umar said, when one does eat then grapes or rutab, the answer is if one wants to eat or sell or the like the fruits of the palm trees or the vine trees before they become dates or raisins, he needs to follow a certain procedure. A knowledgeable person estimates what huge this amount. Okay, a knowledgeable person, I can't say it like that. So a knowledgeable person comes to each tree and he estimates how much dates this tree would give. And then the sum would be put together, and then the owner of the trees takes upon himself that he is going to pay the due zakah in such an amount. If this happens, then this person can cut off the fruits before they become dates and then sell them or eat them or gives them as gifts, etc. And he has to pay this amount that he took upon himself that he is going to pay it as zakah. وكيف بيأدبوا كله وحده وحده شجرة شجرة. خلاص, he takes upon himself to pay it, then it is like a debt on him. This amount of zakah becomes a debt on his part. A debt on him. ما بعرف غير حاجة. بيكون أقل من حاجة. يمكن عملوا هيك, إما خرص وإما مالكوه عندهم أقل من 5 أوسق. أو ليسوا مسلمين أو غير ذلك, الله أعلم. خلونا نقف هنا. Let us stop here for now. الله يبارك فيكم. كم مرة قبل ذلك يعني بعضكم مر على هذه الأمور؟ طيب وليش هيك فيها الصعوبة بالأمر؟ لأن العلم لابد فيه من بذل جهد حتى يثبت في القلب, ولأن العلم لا بد فيه من بذل جهد للاستفسار حتى تفهم المسألة على وجهها بتمامها, لأن العلم لا بد فيه من جهد في الحفظ, وإلا كيف يثبت في القلب بالإعادة والتكرار؟ إن لم يفعل الشخص ذلك يصل إلى مثل الحال التي بعضنا فيها, وهذا لا ينبغي. يعني some of you, they went over this topic several times before. They heard it before several times. And still, I could feel it, that you felt that this is, how do I say it? It's not an easy topic for you. Why is that? Because, يعني I assume, because this is, because you didn't put enough time in studying, reviewing, asking, following up, keep reviewing. And all of this is needed if one wants, usually. Well, some people, they have, mashallah, I don't know how to say it, extraordinary hearts. they hear something and they get it from the first time and they never forget it after that. They understand it immediately, etc. Well, those are very few people. We are not talking about them. We are talking about people like me. So, one needs to review and study, how do I say it? Seriously. Acquiring the knowledge of the religion is not something which is done from one camp to another, from one session to another, from 1 month to after 6 months, etc. It is something that one needs to review. If he acquires something now, he needs to review it and go. He needs to go over it again and again. If he has questions, try to get the answers of those questions until he understands very well. It doesn't mean he needs to ask the one who's giving the class 10,000 questions at the session. No, but step by step, he reviews, he understands what does this mean, step by step. But this is a continuous way. If one does it in a discontinuity, one does not reach where he is aiming. One does not reach what he wants to reach. It needs to be done always and always and always. This is how the knowledge is acquired and becomes, embedded in one's heart. Otherwise, it does not become embedded in one's heart. Believe me. One hears something, even if he understands it very well, then later he forgets details, he forgets things. He needs to review. And ask why and what's the proof here and why is that, etc., until it becomes very strong in one's heart, embedded in one's heart. This is how it goes. Always to go back to it and review. This is how. Otherwise, one feels that his feet are not well established on the ground. Do you say it this way? No. His feet are not well. What? Grounded? Allah. One time, someone asked Sheikh Abdullah a question about a matter, the judgment of a matter. And you have like maybe 100 similar matters that have similar judgments. And to this matter, Sheikh Abdullah answered with a different judgment. And that brother, I was there, that brother said, as if he was waiting a similar answer, because it appears to be a similar case, a case that is like the other cases. And Sheikh said, this is the answer. He said, isn't it like that one, the answer is for that one is such and such? Sheikh said, yes. He said, so for this one, Sheikh said, no, the answer is such and such, which is a different answer. And you could see that Sheikh Abdullah's eye didn't even blink at this issue. Why? Because what he knows is very well embedded in his heart. That's why. He studied it very well. He knows. He studied what's the judgment and why and how, etc. So that's how the knowledge becomes embedded in one's heart. By memorizing also. I'm talking a lot, but I feel I need to. After what I saw today. by memorizing. بعضنا يفهم ثم يعتمد على فهمه. نحن عباراتنا نحن لسنا أقوياء في اللغة إلى الحد الذي يسمح لنا أن نعبر بعبارتنا وأن نعطي نفس المعنى إلا أن نحفظ عبارات العلماء ونكررها ونكررها حتى يصير عندنا شيء من الملكة في هذا. ولا كيف يحصل هذا؟ بالتمني. We don't know how to express like the scholars did. So we need to memorize and memorize and memorize until we acquire how to express properly without leaving out an important thing, without overlooking an important detail in a way that the one who hears understands. يعني otherwise, يعني okay, brothers and sisters, a big portion of one's life gets lost without results. Either you put the proper effort or you lose a lot. طيب, if you have questions, go ahead. الله يبارك فيكم. أي تفضل دكتور. بعض الناس يقول, ما سألت عن هذا, لكن أنا عن هذه العبارة, لكن يعني لأجل المعنى الذي يقصده الشخص, يقول العلم لا يعطيك بعضه حتى تعطيه كلك. ما يقصده صحيح, ما يقصده قائل هذه العبارة صحيح, a man once said, I don't know how to translate it, I will try, the knowledge doesn't give you a part of itself until you give it all of you. Well, what this person means is correct. What this person means is correct. I don't want to comment about the actual statement, but what this person means, what he means is correct. تفضل دكتور وسام. صح. النسخة اللي معك, اللي معي شطبته, هاي العبارة شطبته. طيب, any other question؟ تفضل. I can't hear what you are saying properly. If there are fruits that drop on their own, okay. I did not ask about that. Then if one fruit is ripe, then the zakah becomes due in all the fruits. Yeah, correct. No, it means he waits until they are ripe, until they become dates, if they are, and like that.
طيب بارك الله فيكم. خلونا نهلل. لا إله إلا الله، لا إله إلا الله، لا إله إلا الله. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. بارك الله بكم.